Audio Morning Brief for the U.S. Stock Market, 7:31 a.m. Eastern Time, July 5th. I'm Rich Posse from Critical Point. I hope everyone had a happy and safe July 4th. The markets are back to work. We did get the June PMIs for manufacturing, and they were a bit discouraging. Still no evidence of the long-term bottom we're looking for. We think it's there. We think it's in place. But we need some upside in the PMIs. We need the PMIs to catch up with the GDP that's already doing better. So we're still seeing this flakiness over the last year or two of the two not being connected, GDP and PMI. They should have a stronger correlation than this. So we're still seeing this discussion of rolling recession, and then some people thinking we're evolving into rolling expansion, and some people think the rolling recession is over and we're already in rolling expansion. And this is still creating some flakiness of how committed are people and how do they want to place their bets in investing and trading. Now, at least the price of the stock market, however, shows net evidence that we're on the bullish side, we're in the bull market, and people are forecasting long-term for better days. They might have some problems on a short-term basis. All right, so where are we with the overnight market? Well, the market is off 20 points in the S&P 500. They paid no attention to that PMI report that could be argued to be a little bearish on a very short-term basis. And maybe they're just catching up with that today. We don't know. But we're thinking that the market is pulling back into an intra-week level four bottom due today, and the market will be up tomorrow. We can delay it into the start of tomorrow, but we want to leave the door open that the market's down for a while today, and then maybe starts recovering a little bit by the close, and then up tomorrow. So that's the level four intra-week swing. Now, however, when we zoom out for the level three, the monthly trend, the normally the longest but also the largest in terms of price change trend during a month, up and down. And we normally get one buy signal, one sell signal, but sometimes you'll get two of one and one of the other and that kind of thing. We're thinking that if it does close below Friday's low for the S&P 500 cash at 4442.29, we should consider a chance of a little earlier than desired level three top, but allowed. Okay, in fact, we'll just go ahead and say, if you see that, a negative close anytime this week, assume a level three top, monthly sell signal. Now, we also think it will bottom towards the end of this week, but more likely next week. Now, will it go down for several days? We don't know. We don't think so. We don't know for sure, though. So the bottom line is we think the market, if it starts to trade below 44.40, I think you have to consider that they're targeting the high of low of June 30th at 4422.44, which is the upper side of an upside gap off of good bullish news, excellent demand. But the gap is so large that we think it's causing problems for some bulls. They're concerned how much do they want to continue to buy this market when they look at that gap as potential downside. And this may be more the technical crowd, maybe the quantitative crowd that does fundamental and price, but maybe they have a focus on price more now or something. We don't know. But the market can pull back to the high of June 29th at 4398.39. So basically can drop back to 4400. If they want to fill that gap. Now, the five-day average is in the gap there as well. We don't know, can that provide support? Is it really bearish to pull back to the gap? I say no. It's actually constructive action, and we probably still want to remain bullish for a while. It may be good that we fill that gap as soon as possible so we have less factors nagging us about any bullish bearish potential, things that are holding us back. So I'm hopeful the market's actually topping now for level three. But again, it may take a few days. In other words, they may bounce this on us this week and then pull it back into the level three bottom next week. And that could actually shorten the amount of time of decline. But I think it's possible the cash market's going to have a problem trading to 44.74 or higher right now. I think it's probably got to pull back and at least make an attempt to fill that gap. And then if it doesn't fill it and rallies, we may see people become more encouraged to forget about it and become more bullish. Right at the moment, it's a little nagging. It's like we got a sliver in our finger here or something that's bothering us. Not that big a deal, but maybe it needs to pull back. Okay, now, what occurs with this level 3 top that may be occurring now, may delay a few days, but it's coming one way or the other. We think it's rather limited. We don't think the market goes below 4,400, if that low. And in addition, even though this level 3 top this week can be level 2, level 1, which are now the second and first or most important top sell signals during a year and during long-term business cycle bull markets, that it does suggest we can get that top this week. If so, the market may be down into the latter half of this month and then up. But we can see all that pattern can delay. It can be shoved out into the future to the right on the chart. In other words, we might get a level 3 top this week, but that's all it is, not a level 2, level 1. And they pull the market down at level 3, and again, it might be rather limited downside. It may not even work that well to downside. And then we see the market up in mid-month for the next level 3 top. And that's going to be more likely to level 1. That's our best bet, that we're really not seeing the level 2, level 1 top this week. We think there's more upside coming. So in other words, they're going to start July off maybe with a little bit of selling here this week. And then they're going to put it higher by mid-month. And then they're going to pull it back by the end of the month. So it's just going to be one of those months of down, up, down, but basically up. And then we think the market will be higher in August into September for level 2 trend, and higher still by November, meaning it'll set back in October, but higher still by November, maybe December, for another level 1 trend, all fitting within a long-term bull market. So that's our best case scenario. We just have to tell you, we might see some of that late July, early August selling occur a little sooner than we'd like. Maybe it can top this week and have some complications and problems, okay? So bottom line is, we think the market ought to go to 4550 this month, but we can see how it delays to August to September, all right? And on Friday, the close was 4455.59. So we're looking for it to go another 100 points higher, and maybe asking the market for too much right now to do that this month. It may not be able to be that bullish, okay? And that'll delay for August to September. But that's our scenario. And again, on the downside, we don't see a reason right now why it would trade much below 4,400. So let's give the bulls a chance here to move higher. Now, on the interest rates, we're calling for a level 3 top. We think it ought to go down over the next few days. We think downside's rather limited. Really ought to go down for the next month or so. And we think it's in a long-term bear market. But the problem is, if the Fed's going to raise rates in the next few months, and then they're not going to lower them for a year, it does hold the free market rates up somewhat. It's going to be difficult to go down by sizable amounts. But as long as free market rates don't explode on us, we think that's net positive for our stock market forecast. All right. So we don't really need them to go down, but we really don't want to see them move up by a large amount. Dollar, same story. All right. We don't want to see it move up by a large amount. And we don't think it's going to. And it doesn't have to move down all that much to be supportive of our bullish forecast. And we're bearish gold and possibly bullish Bitcoin and maybe a little bit friendly crude oil, but we don't see a lot going there. So the bottom line, let's give the bulls a chance. Yet this month here, I just got to warn you, something could go wrong where the market tops now, moves down somewhat, moves sideways in late month, then higher. But right at the moment, we're thinking, pull it back in the next few days, put it higher still by mid-month, and then we can talk about that setback towards the end of the month, early next. Yet both scenarios still suggest, looking out towards late August on in September, the stock market would be higher still. So it's just a matter of timing these little short-term fluctuations that are going to occur. How bearish are they going to be? And for the moment, it looks like they're rather limited on the bearish side. Okay, we will probably do some kind of monthly update here, separate from the weekly update this time around, and keep it long-term only for the stock market and some of the performance of the business cycles. And then tomorrow we'll do the normal weekly update videos so you can have a better understand what I'm talking about as of this morning. Have a great day. Let's remain bullish friendly. Just realize the market can set back somewhat in the next few days for level three. And then where's the timing of this level one top and bottom here now into early August? Thank you.